Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a live edition of the QA2 Max podcast presented by the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. I'm Kyle Terwilliger.
And I am Tyler Mayforth, and it is a wonderful Tuesday.
It is. We are unveiling the National Coaches Poll after a 2 weeks break. It was a phenomenal weekend of racing.
Busy
weekend. Yes. Pre-Nats, Wisconsin Adidas Invitational, some other smaller meets around the country.
There's D3 pre-Nats.
Right. Well, we're not worried about D3 right now.
No, not right now.
That meant a lot of changes in the National Coaches Poll this week. I believe all but six teams moved around this week between both the men and the women. So a lot of movement to get to.
Who moved?
We'll find out here momentarily. Let's start with the women.
Shall we?
We shall. I'll count down. We'll do 30 to 21, and we'll break it down a little bit
further.
Yep. Okay. So coming in new to the poll at number 30 for the women, it's Purdue. Number 29, down 10 spots, is North Carolina. Down 2 spots to number 28, is Villanova. New to the poll at number 27, it's Weber State. Down 5 spots to number 26, it's Vanderbilt. New to the poll at number 25, it's Columbia. Down 1 spot to number 24, it's William & Mary. Up 5 spots to number 23, Oklahoma State. Up 1 spot to number 2, Minnesota. And down 8 spots to number 21, the defending national champion, Michigan State Spartans. Well, Tyler, react.
Up one spot to number 22, we should say, is Minnesota.
What did I say?
You said 2.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, yes. Sorry, Gophers.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Yeah, bury your head back in the hole real quick. But but no, brand new to the poll for the first time in program history, the Boilermakers of Purdue. Villanova dropped a little bit. We got Weber State up there. Vandy, Columbia, looking strong recently.
Mm-hmm.
They have had a steady climb.
Yeah,
they've been receiving votes for a little while, but this is their first appearance in a while into the coaches' poll. Oklahoma State making a climb. We talked with Coach Smith before the season began.
They look good at Alabama.
Yeah, they looked great at Alabama, and he said he expects big things as the season wears on for his women, and they're showing it right now. Michigan State's fall continues.
Yeah,
down 8 spots. They were without Rachel Shulist.
Yep.
At the Wisconsin Adidas.
Yep.
But they got Katie Landwehr back.
Mm-hmm.
She looked, I guess as best as she could for not having the racing under her belt.
Sure.
But Lindsey Clark also needs to come back as well. So we're going to see what happens here. It's looking doubtful that they're going to repeat, and it's mm-hmm. looking doubtful that they're going to stay in the poll much longer, but we'll see.
Yeah.
The coaches want to see something. They didn't see it.
Right. Well, and this is the end of the regular season. We still have conference, regionals, mm-hmm. nationals, and that's really the time everyone tries to put everything together. So we'll see if they can or not.
And that's 2 weeks of rest.
Exactly.
To use.
So let's see here. Moving on. Number 20. We're going to go 20 through 11 here, and then we're going to break down the top 10 individually. Number 20, up 5 spots from a week ago, it's Princeton. New to the poll at number 19, it's Utah. Down 11 spots, number 18, Georgetown. Up 1 spot to number 17, Notre Dame. Down 1 to number 16, Syracuse. Up 1 to number 15, Penn State. Up 8 to number 14, BYU. New to the poll at number 13. That's a huge leap from not ranked to 13. It's Mississippi State. Down 2 spots to number 12, Washington. And down 3 to number 11, it's Iowa State.
Welcome to the poll, Mississippi State and Utah. This is the first time in school history, and program history, I'm sorry, for both of those teams in the top 30. And what a way to do it. I mean, you get Utah at 19 after receiving votes, and the Bulldogs, my goodness, up to 13
mm-hmm.
after receiving votes. A heck of a run for them at pre-Nats.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were at pre-Nats.
Mm-hmm.
They ran extremely well. Looking elsewhere, BYU, some big movers and shakers there. Georgetown, down 11 spots. You wonder about them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta see more out of them, just like you gotta see more out of Michigan State.
Yeah.
But Notre Dame, they ran well. You got a second place finish from Molly Sedell
mm-hmm.
behind Ellie Ostrander,
mm-hmm.
Course record for her. But Washington, Iowa State, both falling out of the top 10. So there's a few more teams in that top 10.
Yeah, so let's get to the top 10. We'll break these down team by team. At number 10, down 1 spot, it's Stanford.
Yeah, we didn't see too much out of the Cardinal this weekend. They rested or whatever with Ashlyn Cuff. At least Cranny continues not to run.
Mm-hmm.
Health might be an issue there.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see more out of Stanford. They're, of course, they're a team that, like Oklahoma State's going to show their cards mm-hmm. in the postseason, and that's coming up very soon.
I would argue that it's a testament to Stanford that they're still at number 10, even true. Though they ran without Ashlyn Cuff and Elise Cranny. They finished fourth at pre-Nats. Mm-hmm. So that's a heck of a run with a, you know, with their, you know, quote-unquote supporting cast. So once you add those two, if you add those two back into the mix.
And those are two low sticks right
those
there.
Those are two very low sticks.
Very low sticks.
Okay, so number 9, down 3 spots from a week ago, or a poll ago, I guess, Boise State.
Yeah, I talked with you know, Coach Corey Imels not too long ago about, you know, the Broncos for the Feature Friday series on the Wisconsin Adidas, and he said he wanted to see his girls mix it up a little bit, have a little bit of a fighting spirit, if have you. And they sure got it. They Ali Ostrander ran well, mm-hmm. course record, but the rest of the team kind of had to find their way. Yeah. But this was a good meet for them to open their eyes, because with conference regionals and nationals coming up, I mean, they're in a tough region, tough conference, and tough nationals and stuff.
Right. And they ran without Annie Bothma. So,
this is true.
She was top 5 at Roy Grieck. So we'll
second or third.
We'll see more from them down the line, I think. Up 4 to number 8, it's NC State.
And you know what's most impressive about the Wolfpack? They moved up without a great race from Ryan Frazier.
Yeah.
If Ryan Frazier ran what she had been doing,
right,
no idea where they could be in this poll.
Right.
Just because she would have added a very, very low stick
right.
At the Wisconsin Adidas. But
right. She was 38th overall after winning two overall, races in a row. Right.
After winning them. Every freshman is due for a race, mm-hmm. A learning experience, yep. Have you.
It was her first 6K race.
Exactly. So, yep. But this is the first time for NC State in the top 10 in a while.
Yeah. Moving on, number 7, up 10 spots from a week ago, Virginia.
Look at those Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. Third place, Wisconsin. Up 10 spots, like you said. The top-ranked ACC team in the poll.
Mm-hmm.
They looked strong. They were only one of two teams at Wisconsin to place 3 runners in the top 30.
Very good. Moving on to number 6, down 3 spots from last poll. It's Providence.
You know, in my opinion, Providence should be a little bit lower. Just wasn't too well. You know, they ran without Katarina Rocha,
right?
But still, they didn't really impress too much. I mean, Sarah Collins ran with the leaders for a while and then kind of faded down the stretch.
I mean, she finished 8th.
Yeah, well, 8th. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, being a leader,
that's equivalent to an All-America performance.
This is true. Yeah. You know, especially at the Wisconsin right. Adidas. But 6th place for them, down 3 spots. I think Virginia should be ahead of them. But Providence coming at number 6.
Wow, okay. Hot take from Tyler Mayforth. Number 5, down 1 spot from a week ago, it's Oregon.
Yeah, close 2nd place finish for them at pre-nets, behind a team that we're going to hear from eventually. Third place behind Colorado and a team that we're going to hear from eventually. Looks strong, falling a spot because there are some other teams that had better performances this weekend.
That would include number 4, Arkansas, up 7 spots from a week ago.
Those young Razorbacks, but the good Razorbacks. Mm-hmm. Third place from Dominique Scott at Wisconsin, and they finished 2nd as a team. Up 7 spots, like you said. This is Arkansas's first time in the top 5 in a while.
Yeah. Moving on to number 3, down 1 spot from a week ago, it's Colorado.
And here's that 2nd place team. It was not Oregon, the 2nd place team at pre-Nats Colorado. Looked very strong. Aaron Clark, great race from her.
Get the win individually.
Got the win individually. And they were close 2nd to the team that we're going to say next.
Mm-hmm. Depth may have been a little bit of an issue for the Buffaloes. I think they had 2 runners in the 60s. They're 4 and 5, so that hurt them a little bit. But moving on to number 2, up 3 spots from a week ago, it's Michigan.
The Wolverines just knocked out their 3rd consecutive team title. They went from the Commodore Classic to the Greater Louisville Classic to pre-Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan is about a complete team next to the number 1 team that we're going to mention.
Mm-hmm.
But Michigan they're coming on at the right time with that 1-2 punch of Aaron Finn and Shannon Osika.
Mm-hmm.
There's only telling, you can't really tell what they're going to be doing, you know, become the postseason.
Yeah. And of course, coming in at number 1, the unanimous New Mexico Lobos.
32 points for them. They went 4, 5, 6, 7, and 10.
four, five, six, seven, ten.
Yep. Yeah, just nuts. Crazy, you know. Yeah.
And who knows if they actually opened up the reins and actually raced, you know, or they just kind of pack ran.
It looked like they pack ran. Yeah. I mean, if you would assume come nationals, come regionals, mm-hmm. Coach Franklin's just going to say, go.
Yeah.
And we might see 1, 2, 3. We might see 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. Just
who knows?
That's why they run the races.
Yeah.
You know?
Anything else to say about the women's poll?
Not really, other than Wisconsin fell completely out.
Yeah.
We don't know about them.
Yeah. You know, we haven't seen Sarah DeSanza. We haven't seen Emily Murphy.
Race time decision.
Molly Hansen didn't run.
Nope.
So, disappointing result for the Badgers. But.
Disappointing result for them, but overall, fantastic showing out of Arkansas to go up to 4, Virginia, NC State, and the biggest mover of the week, Mississippi State, the mm-hmm. Bulldogs, coming in at number 13.
Yep. All right, let's move on to the men. Tyler,
all right,
run me down here.
Going from 30 to 21, down 7 spots is Colorado State. New to the poll at 29 is Penn. Down 12 spots to 28 is Indiana. Down 16 spots to number 27 are the Wisconsin Badgers. Up 3 spots to number 26 is Air Force. Down 13 spots to number 25 is Villanova. Returning to the poll is Providence at number 24. Down 19 spots from number 4 last week is Stanford to number 23. Back to the poll is Eastern Kentucky at 22. Up 1 spot is California at 21.
All right, that's...
And that's where we're going to stop.
That's where we're going to stop, yeah. I think, obviously, the most notable thing here is the triad of Stanford, Villanova, and Wisconsin. Stanford, there's a huge caveat here in the fact that they may not have fielded a team that counts for at-large qualification yet. Because, you know, they finished 21st at Wisconsin, but they got a third-place finish from Sean McGordy. But they still haven't run Jim and Joe Rosa, who are All-Americans, freshman phenom Grant Fisher, who could very well be an All-American, and transfer Colin Leibold. So you need 4 runners from your regional team to count as an at-large bid or an at-large team for qualifying purposes. They may not have run 4 of their runners from regionals just yet. So the jury is still very much out on Stanford at this point.
True.
Villanova, they have a great 1-2-3, Patrick Tiernan, Jordy Williams, Rob Deneau, but they have some depth issues. Penn got 6 runners in ahead of their number 4, Penn, first ever appearance in the poll, by the way, so great job by them.
Look at those Quakers.
Right, after getting the win at Princeton over Nova. And then Wisconsin, very disappointing finish from Wisconsin, finishing 17th on their home course. You know, Malachi Schroebelgen and Morgan McDonald were excellent, 5th and 10th, but they have some depth issues. Russell Sandvold was 80th. They didn't have another runner inside the top 150 in that race. So
head coach Mick Byrne said after the race to UWBadgers.com that something to the extent of, we have a problem, we need to fix it.
Yeah, they do. And this is the lowest they've ever been since 1995. And they've been in the top 10 every single year at NCAA since 1996. So
that's a long run.
Yeah, they got to turn it around pretty soon or else that streak might come to an end. All right, take us through the next 10.
All right, now we can go to number 20. Returning to the poll is Washington. Down 4 spots from last week is number 19, Michigan State. New to the poll, who received votes last week, is Virginia Tech at number 18. Up 11 spots from number 28 to 17 is Columbia. Returning to the poll after receiving votes last week, number 16, Boise State. Up 5 spots is to number 15 from number 20 is UCLA. Down 4 spots from number 10 to 14 is Georgetown. Returning to the poll from receiving votes last week is Tulsa. Up 5 spots to number 12 from number 17 is NC State. And up 2 spots from number 13 last week is number 11, UTEP.
All right, so a lot to break down here. Obviously, you have Virginia Tech making the big jump into the poll from being, you know, having not appeared in the top 30 earlier this year. They got a big win from Thomas Curtin at Prenet.
Big win.
Yeah. And then you look at Tulsa. I was really impressed by Tulsa. They finished 8th at Wisconsin. Mark Scott had an unbelievable kick to win that race.
Came out of nowhere.
Right, and they had 3 top 50 finishers in that race, and that's not something that many teams did in that race. So they looked phenomenal. UCLA bounced back from kind of a poor showing at Washington a couple weeks ago. Boise State looked great. Columbia, 10th place at Wisconsin. That's a huge result for them. And, you know, Michigan State, they kind of fell off a little bit. But the good news is they got back Caleb Reinhardt. He's working back into form. I think he was their number six man at Wisconsin. So they have some room for improvement once, assuming Caleb can get back to his All-American form from a couple years ago.
If he's their six man, I mean, I think they're going to be okay.
They're going to be fine, yeah. You know? Assuming he rounds back into shape.
This is true. So, assuming.
But, yeah, a nice little nice showing from these teams right here. UTEP and NC State continued their upward momentum from Notre Dame.
Shall we go to the top 10?
Let's do it.
Up 14 spots. This is a shocker to me.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 10 are the Furman Paladins.
Yeah, first ever top 10 showing by Furman. They finished sixth, I believe, at Wisconsin. Sixth, yep. Tanner Hinkle, Troy Reeder. They were both in the top 36, 37 for the Paladins, and they had a phenomenal showing. They ended up beating NC State by 1 point, so they took over.
1 point matters.
Right, so they kind of leaped them in the national and regional rankings this week. But they're on the upswing for sure.
Furman's shaking things up.
Absolutely.
Last two national polls. Down four spots from number five to number nine is Iona.
Yep, they finished fifth at Wisconsin. Notably, they were without their number three from their big win at the Greater Louisville Classic. They ran without Johannes Moschmann. So once they get the full group back together, they might end up rising back in the poll, kind of back into that top five territory where they were a couple weeks ago. But still a solid run from them.
Mm-hmm. Up five spots from number 13 last week to number eight, and joining their women in the top 10 is the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah, there were some preseason questions about Arkansas after losing Stanley Kabeni and some other top runners, but it appears that these young Razorbacks have answered some of those questions. Freshman Austin Dahlquist was, I believe, in the early 20s in his race at pre-Nats.
And in his life, too.
Right. Perhaps. He might even be in his team.
Yes.
But the Razorbacks got four runners in the top 40 at pre-Nats, and they finished third overall. Great showing by them.
Holding steady at number seven is Virginia.
Yep, they got a top 10 finish from Henry Wynn. They have some room for growth as Kyle King. He was 18th at NCAA's 2 years ago. He was their number five man at Wisconsin as they finished fourth overall. So there might be some room for growth for Virginia to move up as well.
And if there are any Cavalier fans in Las Vegas right now, men seven, women seven, you might want to play a
lucky number slots. Seven.
Exactly. Holding steady at number six, Oklahoma State.
They were one of the rare teams that didn't compete at either pre-Nats or Wisco this weekend. They won at Alabama pretty convincingly. Surratt Gebrekadan got the win there. Craig Nowak, he was their top runner at NCAA's a year ago. He's starting to run back into form a little bit. He finished 51st in this race, but it's good to see him running anyway. He had a little minor surgery earlier this year, so hopefully he's on the recovery trail and he peaks at the right time for them.
And they weren't cyborg legs.
Right, they weren't. We can
projected
confirm
that. Not too long ago.
Right.
Up three spots from number eight to number five is Michigan.
Yeah, this is their highest ever showing since 2004 in the National Ooh. Coaches Poll. Granted, they ended up finishing 26th or something that year at NCAA, so they don't want to necessarily repeat everything that happened that year.
You could say they punted it away?
Right. Oh, wow.
Sorry, Wolverines.
They had six runners in the top 75 at Wisconsin, and that's the most of any team in the field. So that they're pretty deep, they're pretty strong, and they're led by Mason Furlick up front. He kind of had a little bit of an off day, fell off that lead pack, finished 13th, but that's roughly equivalent to where he finished at NCAA's last year, and he's a former National Athlete of the Week, won a couple races this year already, so no need to worry about Mason, I don't think.
Yeah, Michigan really didn't drop the ball there. No. Up five spots, number four is BYU.
Yeah, BYU, they're the big gainer this week in terms of top five teams, rather. They looked really good at Wisconsin. They finished runner-up to Syracuse, and they were one of only two teams with three runners in the top 30.
Ooh.
The other being
top 30.
Yes,
top
30.
Top three.
No,
like,
top
whoa,
30.
That's
yeah,
impressive.
Yeah. They had a couple in the top 20. Yes. Dallin Farnsworth and Aaron Fletcher. They were both in the top 20. So, really strong showing by them. They're always deep. They always peak at the right time. So, good performance by them.
Coming at number three are the Oregon Ducks.
Yep. They got a rare runner-up finish from Edward Cheserek at pre-Nats. Thomas Curtin got the win there, of course. Cheserek won the race between everyone in the chase pack trying to chase Curtin down. But you know, they might have some depth issues as well. They got top 30 finishes from Jake Linegang and Tanner Newman. Travis Newman. Tanner Anderson was 40th for them. So they're looking pretty strong. I think they still have a couple more pieces to add in. And we'll see how they fare at Pac-12 and regionals in a couple weeks.
Coming in at number two and stealing a first place vote from the number one team, we can just say is Colorado, is number two, Syracuse.
Yeah, Syracuse looked really, really good in winning at Wisconsin. It was a deep race, and they ended up getting second place with Justin Knight, fourth place with Martin Hayer, and sixth place with Colin Benny. So that's a huge performance by those three. And if they can repeat that at NCAAs, that's equivalent to what Colorado did last year when they had three or so in the top 10, top 15.
This has to be the first time in a while that Colorado is not a unanimous number
first
one.
Time this season, for sure. Syracuse has some issues of their own, little small issues. I mean, it's October. We're still a month away, so these have plenty of time to work themselves out. But Dan Lennon was 61st for them. He was, I believe, mid-40s last year at NCAAs, so they need him to get back up towards that All-America status to have a chance to dethrone our number one team.
It's Colorado.
Yes, with 11 of 12 first-place votes. And they may not be as invulnerable as we once thought. They got really good finishes from Pierce Murphy and Connor Winter. They were both top 10, and Amar Musa and Morgan Pearson were 14th and 15th, but they had to wait all the way till 46th place for their number five guy to come in. And that's not a problem that Colorado's had recently. They've been so deep that they don't have to worry about, their number five, number six. Their number five, number six, number seven are usually good enough to be top five on most other teams. And certainly John Dressel is as well. Just a freshman running in his first really, truly big race in a Colorado uniform. But notable was Ben Sorrell, the two-time top 10 finisher who didn't run for Colorado this weekend and ran unattached a couple weeks ago at Rocky Mountain Shootout. So we'll have to see if they do suit Sorrell up. If they do, some of these problems go away. If they don't, then they might have some depth issues. So
we're going to find these questions out in a month and a day.
NCAAs are coming up soon.
November 21st.
So there we go. There are the national coaches polls for this week. These are the final regular season edition of the poll. We'll be back in 2 weeks from now as we unveil the first postseason edition after conference championships. So
exciting times ahead.
Indeed. So in the meantime, you can contact us at USTFCCCA on Twitter.
You can contact me at Tyler Mayforth.
And you can contact me at Kyle, USTFCCCA. So be sure to go to USTFCCCA.org for the full breakdown of the polls. And take a look at the polls for yourselves. It was a huge week, like I said. All but six teams moved around.
And we'll have another great podcast coming for you this week later. Virginia Tech's Thomas Curtin will join
excellent.
Us. Yes.
Very good. So be sure to tune in for that. So in the meantime, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you soon.
Have a great week.
Later.